And health officials around the country are raising warnings about West Nile virus. The U.S. is seeing the worst outbreak of the mosquito-borne illness since it was first detected in 1999. So far this year, 26 people have died, and about half of the country's 700 cases are in Texas, most of them in Dallas County. This week, for the first time in almost half a century, the county will begin aerial spraying to kill mosquitoes. B.J. Austin of member station KERA has the story.
Snyder Plaza is a busy shopping area in University Park, an affluent North Dallas neighborhood that includes Southern Methodist University and the soon-to-open George W. Bush Presidential Library. People here are worried about the escalating number of West Nile virus cases. Store owner Sebastian Amati says bring on the planes and get rid of the infected mosquitoes.
Look forward to it. Anything to prevent from anything, you know, to cause diseases or a hazard to people's health, I think is the right thing to do.
But shopper Robert Bergance is not so sure about the plan to strafe his neighborhood with pesticide.
My concerns are my pets, and we have some owls that live in our backyard, and I'm concerned about them. What effects that going to have on them?
In Dallas County, 10 people have died, more than double the previous record. But health officials urge caution. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, most people who are bitten by infected mosquitoes, about 80%, show no symptoms and don't get sick. Less than 1% die or end up paralyzed or with encephalitis or meningitis. The commissioner of the Texas Department of State Health Services, Dr. David Lakey, says this is a public health emergency.
Right now, Texas has half the West Nile cases in the nation. Dallas County has half the cases in the state of Texas. So about a quarter of all the cases in the United States are in this county. And so this isn't business as usual.
Health officials say a record drought, then a mild winter and a wet spring have produced a bumper crop of mosquitoes now. What they don't know is why so many mosquitoes are infected with West Nile virus. Lakey acknowledged opposition to the airborne attack, especially since the mosquito population bounces back after 2 weeks. Still, he says aerial spraying has proven effective and is used elsewhere, including Florida, Massachusetts, and California. Last week, Dallas County declared an emergency and asked the state for airplanes because ground spraying wasn't working well enough. At a meeting Tuesday, Dallas County commissioners heard opposition to the spraying from people concerned that the pesticide kills bees, butterflies, and other beneficial insects. But Gretchen Brosh tearfully made her case for it. She was diagnosed with West Nile 3 weeks ago and is slowly recovering.
We have a very serious escalating problem that is affecting human health in this city. So please just think about the people. We've got to look at the people more than the animals on this.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says aerial spraying is the right thing to do. He says there can't be any more deaths because action was not taken at this point. The aerial spraying is to begin soon, weather permitting. Planes will fly about 300 feet over Dallas and the surrounding suburbs where mayors have declared public health emergencies and war on mosquitoes from the air. For NPR News, I'm B.J. Austin in Dallas.
This is NPR News.